This fic is called A Tempting Moon Song, and it is part one of Sing Praises to the Sky by Dr. Jasley, as read by Sinner XX. The moon's bright up in the sky. She's sitting up in a far corner, watching humanity scurry under her silver glow. She's nowhere near full, yet her light bathes the grass and trees in wide swaths of her brilliance. Frank's watching her never-moving form. His bones itch under his ink-covered skin. Even on her thinnest nights, her song calls to him. In the distance, he can hear Gerard and Mikey trying to coax a wary villager away from the safety of the village's guarded streets. It's risky being out here, but they're hungry, and Frank's never been able to deny them anything. He's standing watch against a tree, his keen sense of smell and hearing coming in handy for lookout purposes. The moon's watching him with her ever-present gaze. He bounces from one foot to the other to keep the itch down to a minimum. Eventually, there's a crunch of footfalls over freshly fallen leaves, dead husks of a fading season trying to cling for far too long. Frank slips from the side of the tree and blends into the darkness of the forest. Mikey and Gerard follow close behind him, with their catch placidly trapped between the two of them. Once the two of them are safely concealed by the tall giants of the tree's trunks, he pulls off into a full sprint. The wind sings to him in the soft voice of Mother Moon, and Frank stops when he's in the dead center of the forest. There's a small pool of water rippling near his feet. He drops down to stare into it. The moon glitters majestic and proud from each ripple. Frank imagines the children of the moon flitting down to the surface of the earth from time to time, helping those unfortunate and lost. Sometimes he wishes one would stop by and give him hope. His own hope has been slip-sliding from him since Mikey and Gerard returned. Ever since that night, the three of them have been running. The forest is the safest place they've come across yet, and it borders a land of many villages. He falls asleep at the edge of the pool, his fingers trailing through the moon's ever-present reflection. The scent of spilled blood jerks his hand through the ripples and Frank's up in a flash. Mikey and Gerard are crouched on the other side of the pool, washing the blood from their hands. They're only doing it because he can't stand the heavy weight of freshly spilled blood hanging around them, and they can't deny him that small comfort. It takes several minutes to find the right path. After that, it only takes them minutes to walk up to their current home. It's a small cabin that probably has been abandoned for years, out here in the middle of nowhere. Mikey curls up around him when he takes a pallet for the night. Gerard takes a chair near the empty hearth. None of them really need the warmth anymore. The night fades into morning, and Frank crawls out from under Mikey. The heavy fabric over the tiny window on the far side of the cabin keeps the sun from stealing in and harming anyone. He spends most of the day out roaming the forest and scrounging for tree sap for breakfast. They'll be staying here until after the full moon. It'll be safer that way. Daylight falls behind the horizon line, and the moon slowly ascends to her nightly throne. Frank's skin hums because he's got maybe a week, tops, before he'll change. It's weird being the only one to yip up at the moon, when for years all he ever knew was the safety and security of the pack. Gerard and Mikey do the best they can, but they're floundering as vampires with no sire to guide them through their emotions. The three of them have pretty much become the blind leading the blind. One day, they're going to get caught and executed for being monsters. So they run and run. They never look back, and they never make friends because it's safer not to. Frank looks up at the moon and wishes for something to make everything better somehow. If anyone has the power and compassion to help them, it would be her. Maybe she'll take pity on them and intercede on their behalf. If not, well, they'll keep running until they can't anymore. It's as easy as that.